Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. In the beginning of this week's parasha, Vayakhel, Moshe gathered the people together and taught them about the sanctity of Shabbat. Vayom ha-shibi'i hiyeh lachem kodesh. The seventh day shall be holy for you. Shabbat Shabbaton la-Hashem. A day of complete rest for Hashem. The Sefer Taharat HaKodesh writes, one of the ways in which we keep Shabbat is in our minds, by removing any worry, sadness, or stress that we have, to suddenly switch gears and enter a state of complete joy, to believe be'emunah shelema, that Hashem knows our thoughts and wants us to rest our minds from all other matters on that day. He writes further, the merits that we gain from having joy on Shabbat will help us with our needs far more than the tears we cry during the week. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Vekarata la Shabbat oneg. We should make the Shabbat a delight. And the Zohar HaKadosh writes, the only way to accomplish this is if we're happy, because a person can't enjoy anything unless he's in the right frame of mind. Shabbat is a day of pleasure, not only for us down here, but for the upper worlds as well. The souls in Gan Eden are lifted up. The angels become happier. Even those who were wicked benefit from Shabbat. The Sefer Taharat HaKodesh adds, if we can strengthen ourselves and remove our problems from our minds on Shabbat, week after week, then Hashem will help us truly be happy for the Shabbats to follow. As well, he says, on Shabbat, Hashem himself, Kaviyachol, comes to the homes of each person who keeps Shabbat properly in order to attach himself to them. And when Hashem sees that we are rejoicing with the gift that he gave us, he in turn gives us more gifts with no boundaries. Like the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, Kol ha-me'aneg et ha-Shabbat, notnim lo nahala bilim esarim. It also says there, Kol ha-me'aneg et ha-Shabbat, notnim lo kol mish'alot libo. By honoring Shabbat properly, a person can have all of his heart's desires fulfilled. Shabbat brings blessings in all areas. The Gemara already tells us about the financial benefits. The Chafetz Chaim writes, the 6 days of the week draw their blessing from Shabbat, and those who are wise hurry to bring Shabbat in early and delay its end so they can bring even more blessing into their week. Shabbat is a day that Hashem himself blessed. The Sefer Ot Yisrael brings a story of a wealthy man, Rabbi Israel, who had a large store selling the finest linens. He would always close by midday on Friday afternoon to prepare for Shabbat properly. On one occasion, a nobleman entered the store shortly before midday and was ready to purchase a large amount of the most expensive linens he had. But it was going to take time to go through them. So Rabbi Israel told him, I'm sorry, I have to close for Shabbat now. When the man guaranteed spending a certain amount of money, the rabbi told him, there is no amount that can get me to compromise on my Shabbat preparations. And he closed the store and lost the sale. Not too long after, the rabbi was blessed with a baby boy who eventually became the great Rama, Rav Moshe Isserlish. And Rabbi Israel attributed this gem as a reward for that adherence to Shabbat. There was another story of a wealthy man who lived at the time of the Chafetz Chaim. He had a lot of money, but his life was filled with hardship. He had a certain sickness. Many members of his family had different types of sicknesses, and the doctors said there's nothing they could do to help them. He was not religious, and on one occasion he was doing business with a religious man, and he poured his heart out to him, telling the man how difficult his life is and that all the money he has is worthless when he sees his wife and children suffering from their different ailments. The religious man advised him to go see the Chafetz Chaim. So he went, and he sat in front of the rabbi crying over his situation. The Chafetz Chaim took his hand and said, Likrat Shabbat lechu v'nelcha ki hi mekor haberacha. If you will keep Shabbat the right way, it'll bring blessing into your life. The man replied, he has dozens of factories. To close on Shabbat would cause him a huge loss. The Chafetz Chaim repeated, Shabbat will bring you blessing. The wealthy man sat there crying and said, okay, I think in 3 weeks I can change over and start closing my factories. Could I violate Shabbat for 3 more weeks? The Chafetz Chaim replied, my precious son, Shabbat is not mine to allow you to violate it. It belongs to Hashem. The wealthy man accepted and said, I'll start keeping Shabbat that week. The Chafetz Chaim blessed him and wished him well. Within weeks, this man and his entire family became healed of their various sicknesses. Shabbat is such a precious gift. Let us utilize it to its fullest. Shabbat Shalom.